For this Wednesday, January 10th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Posey County EMS posted on Facebook a save the date for the community to take note of. Coming up on Saturday, January 20th, from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, at the New Harmony Fire Station, the Community Paramedic and Health Department are hosting a free car seat check. Make sure your kids are in the proper seat and it's installed correctly. You can reach out to Posey County EMS with any questions or if you're unable to afford a car seat. Traffic reminder, as NDOT says that the Indiana 65 bridge over I-64 near the Vanderburg-Posey County line is beginning to show its age. So contractors started rebuilding the bridge this past Monday, along with nighttime closures for I-64 beginning on January 15th. Though the bridge is safe to use at the moment, NDOT says that the bridge is something that they have been keeping an eye on. It was originally built back in 1966 and previously reconstructed in 1983. This new reconstruction project is expected to last until July, as work will be done to replace the bridge's concrete and steel. Nighttime closures will take place for 2 weeks from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m., with traffic utilizing the on and off ramps to bypass the road closure. During construction, NDOT will direct vehicles towards detours, but they will be a number of miles away toward U.S. 41 and Poseyville. The ramps at the I-64 and State Road 65 interchange will remain open during the project, and the official detour for southbound State Road 65 traffic is I-64 westbound to State Road 165 to I-64 eastbound. Just a heads up for drivers on the west side of Evansville, as a sinkhole formed yesterday. It's at Wabash and Maryland on the west side. The hole is likely large enough to get tires stuck, and it's pretty deep. Crews have now put barriers around it. A second Indiana Republican has announced his intention to retire from Congress. Sixth District Congressman Greg Pence said on Tuesday that he will not run for re-election this fall to the seat he first won in 2018. Pence, who hails from Columbus and represents residents in several South Central and Southeast Indiana counties, said frustration with GOP infighting and lack of congressional progress played a role in his decision to retire. According to Pence's website, he was first elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 2019 after he served in the private sector. Pence, a former Marine officer and small businessman, serves on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, as well as the House Subcommittee on Energy and House Subcommittee on Consumer Protection and Commerce. Pence said his successor will need to focus on continued economic growth in the district. Pence's announcement comes after Larry Bouchon from District 8 announced Monday that he would be retiring following the 2024 session. Switching to sports from last night in local high school action, North Posey girls basketball saw their three-game winning streak come to an end with a heartbreaking 66-65 double overtime loss at Heritage Hills. The Vikings slipped to 7-11 on the year. The Mount Vernon girls basketball team fell at home to Tecumseh 64-25 as the Wildcats dropped a 2-17 on the season. For men's college basketball, the Indiana Hoosiers stubbed their toe at Rutgers, losing 66-57. The Hoosiers are now 11-5 overall and 3-2 in the Big Ten. Down goes number one Purdue as they get hammered at Nebraska 88-72. The Boilermakers are 14-2 and also 3-2 in the Big Ten. Sixth-ranked Kentucky handled Missouri at home 90-77. The Cats run their record to 12-2 and 2-0 in the SEC. Coming up tonight in men's college basketball, the Evansville Purple Aces look to snap a three-game losing streak at Bradley. The ball goes up at 7 o'clock. The Aces are 10-5 in the season and 1-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Bradley is also 10-5 on the year and 2-2 in the conference. Finishing up with professional sports in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers wrap up a five-game homestand against the Washington Wizards this evening at 6 o'clock. Indiana is 3-1 on the current homestand. They are 21-15 overall on the season. The Pacers will be without their star guard Tyrese Halliburton for a few weeks as he suffered a grade 1 left hamstring strain in the Pacers' win on Monday over the Celtics. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, January 10th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.